If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense
with Ayanda Nyati.
So, make it make sense today. We've got two guests in the studio, and the attention obviously is on our neighbors, Mozambique. They've just had elections, and a section of Mozambicans were not happy, obviously, with the results. I remember some years ago, when there were protests in Zimbabwe, one political made a statement to say, South Africa should not ignore what's happening in Zimbabwe because things might just get bad for the entire region.
Mm-hmm.
And the people will obviously go where they think it is comfortable, there's democracy. And then, you know, that's why we had so many people skipping the border from Zimbabwe to South Africa. And I think history is repeating itself once again. What's also interesting is that even with what's happening in America, for instance, I didn't know that they have 11 million unregistered immigrants in America who come from like South America, places like Venezuela. Do you know what I mean? So today, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Why Mozambique's post-election unrest matters in South Africa. I'll introduce the greatest of them all.
Okay.
The one who's done it before. Ojambudi.
Imagine. Well, keep going. I'll take it. Yeah, I mean, it's two for the price of one. Gladys and I both hopefully will make sense of what's going on. And just to further contextualize it, I mean, Gladys, outside of being a newsreader extraordinaire, has family in Mozambique. Right? So, she is, I think, best placed to help us connect the dots around what's going on there and why you should care about it here in South Africa, despite the fact that it might feel a bit far removed and unrelated to you. So, hello, Gladys.
Hello, Ayanda.
Well, surprise them. I don't know who'll read the news at 5 o'clock. They must stay tuned. But anyway, let's talk about the bigger picture. You know, why are people in Mozambique so upset?
Well, to understand where Mozambique is now, you need to understand a bit of the history. And the Mozambican story goes as far back as in the 1970s when Frelimo was liberated the country, that is, from its colonizer, Portugal. And Frelimo Party was that one party that was seen as like the ANC here in South Africa.
Yeah.
But after a couple of years, citizens were still not happy. They were not seeing change. Now in 2024, looking back, Frelimo has been the governing party in Mozambique for almost 50 years now. And people are seeing no change, still no jobs. The youth is just, there's just no hope. And then there was a splinter party from Frelimo that was Renamo, that was started by a guy who also used to lead the armed struggle, the wing, so sort of like the Umkhonto we see.
Right.
Yeah. Sounding a bit familiar. So Renamo and Frelimo would go head to head at every election, and there were certain Frelimo strongholds and certain Renamo strongholds, and at every single election there'd be a bit of violence, but we'd never seen it get this far or get this central. So Mozambicans are going, okay, we're going into the 2024 elections. We are tired of Frelimo and Renamo because they both seem to be two sides of the exact same coin. We need something fresh. We need something new. The smaller political parties that are coming back stood no chance against the two. So now we have Venancio Mondlane, who was part of Renamo, who decides to distance himself from Renamo because his ideas are fresh, and people have always said, you're such a great leader. If you did your own thing, we would follow you. And he did that ahead of the 2024 elections. So what happens? He gets a huge backing from all the other small political parties who didn't stand a chance. They decide to back his political party named Podemos, which means we can. I don't know if that sounds familiar.
Yep.
Barack Obama's Yes, We Can campaign. Yes. So he gained a lot of popularity, and closer to elections, Mozambicans were actually getting very excited about this change that's coming, that's on the way, that's on the horizon. And then they go vote on the 9th of October. And as results start trickling in, the picture starts to look a bit weird, because what was used to be a Renamo stronghold and the areas that were excited with, there's more youth and they're excited about Podemos, you're seeing now Frelimo taking over those strongholds. And then Podemos decides we are going to protest against the elections because it's not making sense. Now you have the CNE, which is sort of like the Commission for National Elections in Mozambique, kind of like our IEC, basically, who are now tallying up the votes and then they're handing them over to a high authority. The high authority says, hold on, there are a few discrepancies here. With certain regions, we are counting votes, but they don't match the number of people who are registered to vote in those areas. So we need to address these discrepancies. This matter is taken to what would be the electoral court in Mozambique to preside over. The SADC missions or observer missions who were in the country to observe the elections also highlight a whole lot of discrepancies, saying this is not making sense, guys. Let's take this back to the drawing board. So what happens now when everyone starts considering the recounting or the possible re-election? Venancio Mondlane's people, now this is now the emerging opposition. They started. They're being killed. So what actually sparked the latest protest that we're seeing was the killing of one of the leaders of the smaller political parties who backed him. He had the numbers. And his lawyer. Because now they were getting serious about these protests. That's when Maputo erupted. Maputo, sure. You never see violence there. Gaza, you hardly ever see violence there. It's always in the north. Nampula, Cabo Delgado. Yes, exactly.
Right.
Sure. And that's where the border is.
Right. And, you know, still, some people might be wondering, okay, this sounds very concerning, but why should we in South Africa be worried about that?
It's very concerning, first and foremost, because we all know we have porous borders. And everyone who's trying to run away from the violence knows exactly where to go for refuge. So the South African side of the border decided to shut the gate or close it because now we have more Mozambicans coming onto our side, undocumented, and we know what that's going to do. Also, this is not good for tourism because we ourselves, my family, we are planning to go to Mozambique in December. And we are having now what you call these destinations and places that we inquired about before who rejected us and said they were too full or overly booked, who are now calling us back saying, hi, would you guys like a place? Because more and more people are cancelling. So tourism is being affected. And also, we are going to be affected in the long run because I don't know if you guys remember during the load shedding days, we got electricity from Mozambique. So they supply us with electricity, chrome, coal, petroleum, gas. So yes, ultimately, it's not going to be good news for South Africa.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What is our government saying? Because our government seems to be mum all the time. Even when there were problems in Zimbabwe, we had nothing. Problems in Mozambique, maybe I missed it. Yeah. Maybe someone from the ruling party has said something, raising concerns about what's happening in Mozambique. I haven't heard a thing.
We haven't seen anything either. The only thing we are hearing is from the Border Management Authority, Dr. Mike Masiapato, who's been such a trooper because then he's able to literally update us on the hour every single minute. But in terms of the South African government, and also they've the whole SADC region has been getting some criticism and a lot of backlash for being quiet about this.
Right.
And now they're even, I don't know, this is something silly I heard earlier today, that Zimbabwe might have to do with the extra number of people. They're basically saying that the Zimbabwean president is giving people Mozambican IDs to go into Mozambique and vote because he has something to gain from Frelimo governing Mozambique. Oh, and then something else I forgot to say. Venancio Mondlane, the leader of Podemos, is out of the country because he's been targeted several times. So he's been announcing different phases and different steps to take. So he's basically leading these protests from outside of the country. He's expected to address the nation today. The internet was cut last week because that's how people, Mozambicans are saying, our president is speaking at so-and-so time. So he's been going online on live stream and updating the nation. This is going to be the next phase of the protest. So he's expected to announce the fourth phase of the ongoing protest. So when is stability going to be restored? We don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully this is a bit clearer to you as you listen to this, that despite the fact that you might be sitting comfortably where you are, what takes place, dare I say, anywhere in the world, let alone from our neighbors, has an impact.
You know what's crazy? Listening to ladies and you are, and I'm like,
this thing is happening just like next door.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
And I'm worried about Trump. Imagine.
Exactly.
We are worried about this intersecting. That whatever is happening in Mozambique is very serious.
Yeah.
It's a beat. And I saw the border gate being on fire last week. I'm pay attention.
And can I tell you, Skumba, what's more sad? The Mozambicans are looking at the Botswana story and they're saying that was supposed to be our ending.
100%.
That was supposed to be our ending.
100%.
And this is not, that's basically
you,
what most people.
You know, the funny thing about Botswana, I was just thinking about it, is that when there's good news, no one makes noise about it. Like, you know, what happened in Botswana, I mean, a movement that was in power for over 50 years, once unseated, you know, which is like a great African story, but we're not making noise about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, make it make sense. Siyabonga ke.
Danko.
Cool.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.